Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
One day last week, I was washing some hard-to-reach places on our vinyl-covered bedroom lounge chair. As I moved the cloth over and under the arms, the irregularities in the vinyl surface took me back to the days wherein those irregularities originated, and I realized I was reaping today the results of an earlier mental reservation. Now, the physical culprit in those earlier days was a kitten, one of those many kittens that became lost by someone and was unfortunately found by our kids. Oh, yes, the kitten was a cutie. He was jet black with a snow-white chest and front paws. And like all kittens, he was playful. He seemed to have boundless energy, and he took special delight in what could only be called acrobatics. In his playfulness, he proved to be heedlessly destructive. His little claws were like needles, and they were particularly busy in his special favorite antics. This kitten's self-chosen gymnasium was our bedroom lounge chair, specifically the arms of the bedroom lounge chair. He'd go into that gymnasium every day, several times a day, flip on his back and start fighting the arms, going around and around and around them with his little claws just digging in to the vinyl. And, of course, he was thereby puncturing the vinyl surface. Now, naturally, these destructive antics were countered with our attempts to stop the kitten. Bob would say, "Make him stop that." Yes, the kitten was always on my side of the chair. But I must admit that I would only half-heartedly comply. Why? Well, because I had this mental reservation that said, "Oh, but he's so cute doing it." And indeed he was, particularly winsome in these frolics. Well, that was yesterday's dilemma. Now, I must deal with today's lingering destruction. Claw marks, permanently marring the lounge arms. The devil's parallel ploy came clearly to my eyes that day as I cleaned that lounge chair. Doesn't he do the same thing in some of his destructive efforts? Of course he does. Sometimes he assigns tricks to his kittens. Oh, they're not all full-grown lions, ladies, that are after us. But sometimes they're those kittens of the devil, in apparently playful antics. And they seem so cute while they're doing the damage. Oh, and we have to admit that they appeal to our all-too-human flesh. For instance, some of those family situation comedies on TV, they're filled with rank and ruinous contents. But, just as with our lounge chair, so too with your spiritual life and mine. The damage is real, and the damage is lasting. Oh, but he's so cute doing it. Oh, no. We need to recall 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.